Continuing now with private SWAT teams, we're talking with Casey Polin, the CEO of the company Critical Intervention Services. So, I'm a guy on the property. You guys have been hired to regulate the property. I don't want to show you my ID. What do you do?
You're not requested usually to show ID unless there's specific issues that we're trying to identify. But you will be asked who you're visiting and or if you're a resident. We basically we do an introduction. We have a process that we go through. If you give us a name of somebody that you're visiting and they match against the lists that we have of the residents, then you're free to to move on, and we'll inform the resident that you need to be escorted on property while you're on property. If you don't live there or you're not a resident, then you will be trespassed from the property and removed from that environment.
So does your employer, the person who owned the property, have to sign papers to say you have the authority to do this?
That's correct. Okay. Under the contract.
All right, so that's legal. Now, in some neighborhoods, and I understand this happened to you a couple of times, Tampa, there's some pretty rough neighborhoods down there. You got shot at. People kind of said, hey, I don't want to, this is my turf. I'm making money selling drugs or doing whatever I'm doing. I'm going to fight these guys.
Yeah, they tried the intimidation route when we first started. But we're in a phase now that they know we're there. They know we don't go away. They know that we'll use any kind of electronics or any kind of technique to create psychological terror for them for their business.
Okay. So wait. I got to stop you. Psychological terror.
Now, exactly.
That means that you're going to make their life uncomfortable.
Absolutely.
And tell me specifically how you do that.
We will pull out video cameras. We'll document their sales if they're on the street side. We'll intimidate the buyers with the cameras. We'll use night vision equipment. We'll use whatever we need to have the drug dealer constantly think that we're watching him, even though we're not anywhere near him.
Can you make an arrest if you see a sale of cocaine or something like that?
We can make an apprehension on any felony that is committed within our presence or that we have probable cause that was committed.
Do you do that often?
No, usually we work well with law enforcement, and usually we're able to contain scenes until law enforcement arrives. But if it is of a violent nature, of course, we immediately step in and take control.
So basically what you're doing is that you're hounding these guys and you're turning over what you learned to the police. And then, they're saying, this really isn't worth it. It's not good for business. People don't want to come down here anymore. So it's a game. It's a game to get them out. Are drug dealers the primary cause of deterioration of housing projects and neighbors?
Actually, what leads to them being able to operate within these environments is the nuisance problems, the loitering, the open drinking, the loud music. Those types of identicators are what tell the felon that he can get away with these types of crimes.
Yeah, it's a quality of life crime. Say somebody's
absolutely
misbehaving who lives on the premises. Then
we would proceed to give them a verbal warning. If they did not comply, we would issue them a 7-day notice with opportunity to cure, which means that if they don't cure this particular problem, then we would process them for eviction.
Okay, so again, the landlord's giving you the authority,
yes,
to do that. And you take care of that. You throw them out yourself?
No, we would process the initial paperwork with the opportunity. And if they continued from that point on, we would file, the management would file within the court systems for eviction.
So this sounds like it's pretty well organized. You've been doing it for 6 years. I'm sure you know what you're doing. Is this the wave of the future in America?
In some aspects, it is. And in others, I think that public law enforcement is absolutely necessary. I think that a better marriage is occurring on a daily basis. And I think that we'll learn to work with each other to maximize effectiveness. The crime rates are at a point where we need to work with each other.
So you think private security now, working closely with the police and the authorities, is the wave of the future? You're sold out, I guess. You're doing pretty well down here, huh?
Right. It is the wave of the future, and it is something that even the federal government, the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center,
yeah,
for example, has active training programs to teach police executives and security executives on how to work together.
Well, I'm going to come down here, okay? You take me
you're
around when I come
welcome
down to Tampa?
Absolutely.
All right, Mr.
Welcome.
Poland. Thanks very much, and I'll see you soon.